In this bulletin, Queensland's borders to reopen to all of New South Wales at the beginning of next month. Victoria to spend almost $50 billion over 4 years to boost its economy. And in basketball, an Australian export stays on at the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Queensland is opening its border to New South Wales again from December, giving families a chance to reunite and allowing for more interstate tourism. New South Wales has recorded 28 days without community transmission, and Queensland is on track to announce travel will be allowed for Victorians tomorrow, also starting on December 1st. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says even though travel rules are easing next month, there's always the possibility of outbreaks.
We've moved now to a hotspot regime, but it depends if there was a massive outbreak across a particular state. I think you'd see everybody react that way. But this is great news for Christmas, so fingers crossed, everything stays the same.
The state has recorded one new case overnight, an overseas traveller in hotel quarantine. Victoria's Treasurer has outlined plans to spend $49 billion over 4 years to boost the state's economy in the latest budget. The government hopes to create 200,000 jobs by the end of 2022 and says it's investing to ensure a strong recovery for Victoria. A Jobs for Victoria scheme will help those most affected during the coronavirus pandemic, including women and young workers. Treasurer Tim Pallas says now is not the time to deliver a budget in surplus.
Even with Victoria's growing debt, interest costs over the next 4 years will not be challenging, averaging 4.4% of revenue a year. Yes, there are short-term costs to the state's financial position, but using the strength of our balance sheet, we're able to protect the budgets of households and businesses across Victoria.
South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says his state is in a good position to bring its second wave of COVID-19 under control. More than 4,000 people linked to the Parafield cluster in Adelaide's north remain in quarantine, but the total remains at 27 infections. Just one new case of COVID-19 is being reported in the state, but it's a person in hotel quarantine not linked to the Parafield cluster. Mr. Marshall says the state remains on track to ease restrictions next Tuesday.
South Australia is continuing to rise to the challenge of this particular cluster, and I believe that we are now in a very good position to stare down this second wave. This could have been a potentially catastrophic situation in South Australia, but the swift and decisive action taken following that unequivocal health advice has put us in a very good position.
Labor is supporting a push from Qantas for all passengers travelling overseas to show proof that they've had a COVID-19 vaccine before boarding the plane. The company's Ellen Joyce says it will be a necessity for international visitors coming in and out of Australia as he works to change the terms of travel. The opposition's Bill Shorten agrees with the policy and says for those who don't want a vaccine, then they can choose not to travel overseas.
Ellen Joyce is on the money. We should make sure that people have the vaccine before they go overseas. You know, Qantas is $2 billion down, courtesy of COVID-19. Thousands of jobs have been lost.
The newly named Liberal leader in Western Australia says his top priority is the community's safety as the government attempts to navigate the state out of the pandemic. 33-year-old Zach Kirkup is replacing Liza Harvey, who quit on Sunday, less than 4 months before the election. And he's the party's youngest leader since the mid-2000s. Mr. Kirkup says he wants to look after workers to ensure they have financial stability because many families are living through a difficult time.
This government has done a good job in shutting down our borders and responding to the virus. But all of us know that there is no plan going forward. We all know that there are very strong economic headwinds ahead of us that deserve a plan to make sure that all West Australians have the confidence in a new Liberal government.
In sport, Australian basketball star Matthew Dellavedova is staying at the NBA with the Cleveland Cavaliers. It's been reported the 30-year-old has signed a 12-month deal, extending his second stint at the club to a third season. He won a title with the Cavaliers in 2016 and is originally from Maryborough in regional Victoria. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloud clearing, 28. Adelaide, sunny and 33. Much the same for Melbourne, 29 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 28. Canberra, similar conditions, 25. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 22. Sydney, also cloudy and 25. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 24. Brisbane, cloudy and 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.